And I want to give a special greeting. I heard there's a couple of dozen Hoosiers that are in the house. Proud of you all. And it's especially great to be here with a young man I've gotten to know over the last 4 years. Someone who I truly believe has emerged as one of the clearest thinking and brightest rising stars in the conservative movement in this country. Charlie Kirk, for his great leadership of this movement. Great job. It really is great to be here with so many friends during such a special week in the life of our nation. And speaking of friends of mine, allow me to bring greetings from another friend of mine, a leader who has fought every day to keep the promises he's made to the American people, and a man who will never stop fighting to make America great again. I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. You know, it's amazing to think. With your support, President Trump and our team received more than 74 million votes across America. 10 million more than in 2016, and more votes than any incumbent president in American history. We flipped 12 seats in the United States Congress, and the president actually received the greatest share of minority votes for a Republican president in 60 years. And come January 5th, we're going to hold the line in the United States Senate when we reelect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to a Republican majority on Capitol Hill. And as our election contest continues, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. We're going to win Georgia, we're going to save America, and we'll never stop fighting to make America great again. You watch. But I came here today after what I know has been a great conference here at Turning Point, just to say thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your hard work, your enthusiasm, and your prayers. But I came here today to say to the men and women of Turning Point USA, stay in the fight. Stay in the fight for election integrity. Stay in the fight to defend all we've done. And stay in the fight from this Student Action Summit and every day forward to keep America great. It's amazing to think, with your support, what we've achieved under President Trump's leadership. Against unrelenting resistance and attacks from the Democrats, the radical left, and their allies in the media. We've made incredible progress. I mean, think about it. 4 years ago, we inherited a military hollowed out by reckless budget cuts, an economy struggling to break out of the worst recovery since the Great Depression. Terrorism was on the rise, and we witnessed a steady assault on our most cherished values. But with your support, under President Donald Trump, we rebuilt our military. We revived this economy. We secured our border, stood with law enforcement. And we fought for life and liberty and the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, it's an honor to be your vice president, but the highest title I'll ever hold is DAD. And as your vice president and as the proud father of a United States Marine, I couldn't be more proud to serve alongside a president who cares so deeply about the men and women of our armed forces. President Trump has actually signed the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're finally giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force the support they deserve to defend this nation. True. And with that renewed American strength, we've stood with our allies and we've stood up to our enemies. We took the fight to radical Islamic terrorists on our terms, on their soil. At the direction of our Commander-in-Chief, the Armed Forces of the United States took down the last inch of territory under the black flag of ISIS and took out their leader without one American casualty. And President Trump withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. And when the most dangerous terrorist in the world, an Iranian general responsible for the death of hundreds of American service members, was in our sights, President Trump took action and Qasem Soleimani is gone. So we've stood up to our enemies, but we've stood with our most cherished ally as never before. Where four presidents in a row had made the promise to the American people, it was President Donald Trump who kept his promise and moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of the state of Israel. And now, for the first time in 26 years, four Arab countries have recognized Israel's right to exist. That is peace through strength. So we rebuilt our military and stood strong on the world for our allies and our ideals. And here at home, under this president's leadership, we revived the American economy. After the slowest recovery in 75 years, President Trump cut taxes across the board for working families and businesses. We rolled back regulation at a historic pace, fought for free and fair trade, and unleashed American energy. In fact, it was 3 years ago today that President Trump signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in history. The result, in 3 short years, businesses large and small created more than 7 million good-paying jobs, and wages rose at their fastest pace in more than 10 years, and they rose most rapidly for African Americans and Hispanic Americans. The forgotten men and women are forgotten no more. After our first 3 years in office, more Americans were working than ever before. And then 2020 arrived. And the coronavirus pandemic struck from China. And under President Trump's leadership, America responded. We launched the largest national mobilization since World War II. We reinvented testing from a standing start. We saw the delivery of billions of medical supplies and equipment to hospitals all across the land, and we secured direct support for businesses and working families and developed new medicines that are saving lives every single day. It's amazing to think, at the height of this pandemic, 22 million Americans lost their jobs all across the country. But because of the strong foundation this president poured, because of the unprecedented support for families and businesses, we've already seen more than 12 million Americans go back to work. We are opening up America again. And most important of all, after a year of hardship and heartbreak for the American people, President Trump delivered on his promise, and today we have not one, but two safe and effective coronavirus vaccines being administered all across America. Some said it couldn't be done, but in this season of hope, hope is on the way. And thanks to your president, an incredible American ingenuity, under Operation Warp Speed, we have come to the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic. It's a medical miracle and a promise made and a promise kept. So we're healing America. And all along the way, like all of you, we've been defending freedom. And I couldn't be more proud to tell you, as of today, this president has already seen appointed more than 220 conservatives to our federal courts at every level. And they are all men and women who will uphold all the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution, like the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And that includes Justice Neil Gorsuch, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Isn't she great? Isn't she great? Didn't you like it in that hearing? They said to her, they said, what do you got written on that piece of paper in front of you there? She said, nothing, right? And those appointments are more important than ever before. Because the truth is, before we took office under the last administration, you remember it, we saw a steady assault on our values and on our freedoms. The last administration actually trampled on the religious liberty of Americans, violated the conscience rights of doctors and nurses and religious charities. They even hauled a group of Catholic nuns into federal court to order them to compromise their faith to live under the standards of Obamacare. In fact, we saw that religious intolerance writ large when Amy Coney Barrett was up for a Court of Appeals post a couple years ago, you remember? The number one Democrat on the Judiciary Committee said that she was concerned about Amy Coney Barrett's Christian faith. In fact, she said, and I quote, because, quote, the dogma lives loudly within you. And Hollywood liberals have been attacking Amy Coney Barrett for her Christian faith ever since, haven't they? Well, I got news for the Democrats in Washington and their Hollywood friends. That dogma lives loudly in me. That dogma lives loudly in you. And the right to live and worship according to the dictates of our faith lives loudly in the Constitution of the United States of America. It's why these court appointments have been more important than ever before. It's also why that Georgia race, Loeffler and Purdue, are more important than ever before. I mean, working with all of you, we've defended our first freedom, the freedom of religion. But we've also stood strong for the freedom of speech on campuses across America. Justice Alito gave a speech a little while back to the Federalist Society. You ought to check it out. He said, and I quote, "We need to do whatever we can to prevent the freedom of speech from becoming a second-tier constitutional right." And that's just what we've done. Under President Trump's leadership, we've gone into federal court to defend the freedom of speech on campuses in America, and this president signed an executive order directing federal agencies to tie research grants to the defense of the freedom of speech. TPUSA, we have to fight for the freedom of thought and the freedom of expression on our colleges and universities and campuses across America. Gotta stand up. But the president has stood strong, our entire administration, for all of our freedoms and the values that have made this country great. And maybe most of all to me, I couldn't be more proud to be vice president to a president who has stood without apology for the sanctity of human life. President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history. I don't think I have to tell you this, so for all we've done, for all we have yet to do, stay in the fight. Stay in the fight in our election. Stay in the fight in Georgia's election. And stay in the fight every day that follows. We need you to stay in the fight, to be a check on what the Democrats and the radical left want to do and what they want to undo from all that we've done. You know, our agenda is about American greatness. Their agenda is about American decline. Where we cut taxes, rolled back regulation, and advanced freedom, their agenda is higher taxes, open borders, socialized medicine, a Green New Deal, and abortion on demand. They want to make rich people poorer and poor people more comfortable. We have fought to make every American richer, and that's exactly what we've done. Under President Donald Trump, median household income in America rose by the largest amount ever recorded. A rising tide lifts all boats. So men and women of TPUSA, you stay in the fight. To finish what we started, the president and I are counting on all of you. We need your voices. We need this energy, and we need your vision. We need you to stay in the fight for freedom, because the fight for freedom never ends. You know, my second favorite president used to say, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. But looking out at the enthusiasm represented here in this generation, I believe we're going to win this generation for freedom. You know, today, Democrats openly advocate an economic system that has impoverished millions around the world. Under the guise of Medicare for All and a Green New Deal, Democrats are embracing the same tired economic theories that have impoverished nations and stifled the liberties of millions of people over the past century. But let's be clear. It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. It was freedom, not socialism, that ended slavery, won two world wars, and stands today as a beacon of hope for all the world. It was freedom, not socialism, that's moving us beyond the prejudices of the past to form a more perfect union and extend the blessings of liberty to every American, regardless of race or creed or color. It's freedom. You here at TPUS understood that it was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the highest quality of life, the cleanest environment on earth, has improved the health and well-being of millions around the world. And so I challenge you, in this generation, on this day and every day forward, to speak with one voice that America will be a land of freedom and America will never be a socialist country. So it's really great to be with you today, with this rising generation of conservative leaders. You are an impressive sight. And I came here today to thank you and to challenge you, because this is your moment. You know, 3 years ago, in Poland, President Trump declared, and I quote, "The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive." And as we gather here today, we should ask ourselves the very same question. Do you have the confidence in our ideals and values to defend them against opposition and resistance and criticism and ridicule? Do you have the courage to fight for freedom? But looking out across this room, I know you do. Because it's clear to me, I'm not just looking at the leaders of a generation or the future leaders of the conservative movement. I'm looking at the future leaders of America. So as I close, let me just give you a word of encouragement. I want to encourage you to have faith. Have faith in yourselves and in your own capacity to make a difference in the life of your family, your community, your state, your nation. Speak your dreams. It's the first test of someone that would step into the public square. You've got to be willing to look people in the eye and say, I've got a heart to serve, and I'm willing to step forward and help lead America. You do that. Believe in yourself. And have faith in this president, who will never stop fighting. who built the biggest and broadest coalition of conservatives in the history of this country and is going to keep fighting to make America great again. Have faith in the American people. You know, I truly do believe that a careful study of American history shows every time the American people are presented with a vision and with leadership founded in freedom, the American people choose freedom every time. So as you return to your homes and stay in the fight and you speak up, be confident. Be confident in yourselves. Be confident in the leadership that we have in this president and all of us who serve around him. Be confident that the American people are ready, willing, and able. Inscribed on the side of the Liberty Bell is an ancient verse that says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof." When we proclaim liberty in these United States, the American people rally to our cause. You go do it. And finally, after this challenging year, if you're of a mind on this Christmas week, I'd encourage you to take time to be still. Reflect on the blessings in your life, the blessings of your families, the blessings of having been born and raised in the greatest nation in the history of the world. And also take a moment to be still and, if you're inclined, as we do at my house, come Christmas morning, take a moment to reflect on the grace that came to mankind, wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger so many years ago. For all the battles behind us, for all the battles we're in today, battles that lie ahead, we do well to remember here at this Student Action Summit that even youths grow tired and weary, and the young stumble and fall. But as the Bible tells us, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar on wings like eagles. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not be faint. Proclaim that grace and run the race. And I believe if you do that, you believe in that dream that's in your heart to serve and to lead, and you trust the leaders that have been raised up this time in the life of our nation. Believe in the American people and put your faith in him who has ever guided the destiny of this great land. I believe we're going to keep on winning. We're going to keep our freedom for this generation and the next. And the best days for the conservative movement and for the United States of America are yet to come. Thank you all very much. God bless you. God bless America.